Yet another victory Monday. 9-0 are the Kansas City Chiefs. This team has accomplished everything they could. The NFL is about wins and losses and not power polls. They've done the best with the schedule that's been put in front of them through the first 9 games.
You got to stay on top of your game. You see it happen every week, right? Teams, they relax a little bit and boom, they get picked off. You can't do that. You can relax this week and then you get yourself charged up and you get yourself ready to go against Denver when we get back.
It's the bye week here in Kansas City, and the Chiefs are 9-0. The players had a few days to recuperate and heal some of those nagging aches and pains, but it won't be long before they're back in the building and preparing for Week 11 showdown at Mile High. With 3 straight conference games on the horizon, this could be a pivotal stretch for the 2013 Chiefs. And with that, here are the 3 main focus points for the bye week. First, making history. With the Chiefs' win over the Bills last Sunday, they became the first team in NFL history to start out a season 9-0 after having the league's worst record the previous season. They've also tied the team record for the best start to a season. And with 7 more games to play, they've already achieved the best single-season turnaround in team history. Second, Andy Reid's bye week success. In one of the more mind-blowing stats of today's NFL, Andy Reid's teams are 13-1 when coming off a bye week. The one loss came when the other team was also coming off a bye. For a coach with a reputation for being a savvy motivator, it would appear his approach during the bye week is no exception. Third, Sunday Night Football. Heading into this season, it appeared the Chiefs would have just one nationally televised primetime game, the Thursday night battle against the Eagles in Week 3. But in an unexpected development late last week, CBS relinquished its rights to broadcast the AFC West showdown, and with that, the biggest game of the year got a little bit bigger. The Chiefs will take on the Broncos in primetime, under the lights of NBC's Sunday Night Football. It's been one wild ride through 9 weeks of the NFL season. We've seen a game-changing 100-yard interception return, an 89-yard ankle-breaking punt return, and we've even seen a world record. But as Alex Smith said earlier this week, they don't give out trophies after 9 weeks. There's a lot more that this team wants to accomplish by the time it's all said and done. So rest up, Chiefs fans. There's a lot more work to do in 2013.